We have positive thinking, we have negative thinking, and we need to bring them together inside that, because you don't have just one-sided. We have a dark side of ourselves and a negative side. We have to learn that we're both positive and negative at different times. If I can sit and tell you what is own it, own every aspect of who you are. The goods, the bads, the highs, the lows, the every aspect of it, because they're all there as lessons for you to learn to appreciate yourself and live a life of gratitude.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin Rothling-Schofer. And I can't tell you guys how excited I am today, because if it's your first time here, we tell stories of people who have made ownership theirs and have found that true life of fulfillment, that true life of ownership, and what that ultimately can bring to you. Because we know that ownership equals freedom. We know that a redefining of ownership is what allows you to lean into your God-given purpose and realize that potential that exists inside of you. So we've got a whole bunch of shows that you can go back and look at. There's over 250 different episodes that you can walk through that are chock full of amazing guests and amazing nuggets in there. And today is no different. And if you have been following us and kind of focused on what we talk about, we lean in heavily on this mind-body connection and what it means to be truly centered. Because we know that integrated health, mind, body, spirit, are beautifully woven together, and you can't treat them individually. You can't disintegrate them, because when you disintegrate, you create disintegration. And that's what happens in our health. That's what happens in our minds. That's what happens in our life as a whole. And today we've got Dr. Alok, who has, to be honest with you, if you haven't watched any of his videos, if you haven't gone to his website, if you haven't looked at his social media, the way that he is able to articulate what he does, from rewiring you and being able to change the way that you think to change your results, is really impactful. I've never seen anybody communicate it this way before, which is ultimately why I wanted to bring him on and expose you guys to him, because he's going to be able to really, I think, shift the way that you see things. And there's going to be so many nuggets dropped today that you're going to be able to pick up on. So, Dr. Alok, it's a pleasure to have you on the Own It Show, and thank you for spending some time with us.
Justin, I'm so excited to be here, man. This is going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it. And I know we chatted a little bit at the beginning, and this self-help space, the mindset space, the health space, it is so noisy, overwhelming, complicated, convoluted, confusing for everybody out there. And it's turned into this big marketing game. Who can have the loudest voice? Who can be seen? Who can be the most extreme? Who can make you go, that's weird. I've never seen that before. Maybe I should try this standing on my head doing push-ups while holding my breath for 15 minutes to see if it actually does make me the most happiest person in the world. And so what has happened in our culture, or what have you seen that has ultimately driven us to this direction? And then what has your experience been that's allowed you to harness and communicate the way that you do in such a different way?
Well, I think it's a great question. It's twofold, I think, right? The first part, I answer the first question, I think it's social media. It's social media made it everyone become a coach, made everyone become people who are quote unquote experts or not really experts. And just because you have a story, everyone thinks that they can be a coach and guide people through. Everyone has their story. They can help people. I'm not taking away from them. But what I'm saying is that there's an expertise level that's different. You have an expertise in what you do. I have an expertise in what I do. And especially when we talk about health, wellness, and lifestyle, it's a completely different animal. And it's hard to sit and say that, look, everyone should be a coach. Like, you can have lots of knowledge about it, but you know, the space is a lot. It's a lot of marketing out there. It's a lot of people, because you can, you know, get six pack abs and look great, everyone thinks that that's being a health coach, just cut calories and that's all it is. And we know that that's not reality. We know that that's not how health is formed. You need certain calories, you need certain macros, you need certain body types. But people are listening to too many fads out there, because it's become a marketing game, in my opinion, inside that. And I can't sit and say, like, look, it's easy. It's, you know, you all you got to do is scroll through a reel now. It's not even, before you used to look at posts. Now it's reels and TikToks. And it's just, now this is all you got to do, right? If you can move your finger, you're in the social media business. Like, that's really what it comes down to. And content creation is easy. Well, it's not easy. It's for everybody. Anybody can do it. And there's no real filter to that aspect. That's why part of the things that one of my best friend and I, we've created a healthy social media, which we can talk about further, but it's called Good Self. It's about helping vetted experts actually get on there and give real vetted information that people can actually make informed decisions inside that. That's because that's a problem in the marketplace, is how do people get informed decisions and informed processes to help someone actually know what's good for them. Right? You know, someone from a marketing gimmick can say, you know what, if you're diabetic, all you have to do is eat one box of cookies and diabetes will go away. And you know what? There's nothing that regulates that. Anybody can say it. But the thing is that what if someone listens to it? Right? That could kill them. Yep. That advice could kill them inside that. So I look at it from that standpoint. Now, you know, the second part of your question was, I've been doing this thing for almost 25 years. I'm not new to the game. I have studied everything from brain neuroscience to success principles to interpersonal neurobiology, pathophysiology, physiology. I'm a doctor at the end of the day. I've studied all that stuff, but then I've gone on to study quantum physics, neurobiology, interpersonal neurobiology, epigenetics, and neurophysiology as it relates to epigenetics, neurobiology, because I wanted to understand, much like you did, Justin, is how does this whole thing, the mind-body, work? I wanted to master the game of that. And I remember my first time I actually tried something and I created different processes. I figured out a long time ago, in my practice, I used to be a chiropractor. So I used to do a lot of work with the physical body. But I always knew that it wasn't about chiropractic, it wasn't about back pain or neck pain. It was actually about neurologic tone. And I always knew that it was about neurologic tone. And I said, what controls the neurology? It was always your thinking. It was always the way that we thought. So I remember a patient came into my practice one time and I looked at his chart. And on the third of the month, every single month, he'd come in with back pain. I'm like, what's the deal? Why do you come back in the third of the month every month? And he says, well, you know, it's, I don't know. Like, when did this start? He said, last night. What were you doing last night? It was the same old thing I do every month. I said, what was that? Arguing with the wife. What were you arguing about? Money. Right? And I was like, oh, that's interesting. He said, so every month you're arguing about money, about the mortgage payment, because the mortgage is due on the 5th. He was like, well, yeah, I guess that's it. So I said, you know what? Today I'm not going to touch you. I'm not doing anything physically to you. I'm just going to ask you some questions. Because I thought, I wonder if I could rebalance his brain and affect his entire neurophysiologic system. And I did. And I asked him about 5 to 7 questions at that time. I had to rebalance pieces of the brain. Now, the process was primitive at the time. And then I kind of moved into it. And he came back the next day and said, how are you doing? He's like, 85% better. That's interesting. 85% better. Ask a couple of questions, it's gone. Here's the interesting thing, though, is that once I asked him those questions, that's fine. You could say, oh, yeah, well, that was just, that went away. He didn't come back on the third of the month afterwards on those months because it was rewired. It was done. The whole stress impact, the psychosomatic stress factor, was causing his entire body to go into a pattern and a system that was causing him physical ailment. And I said, hold on, I'm onto something here. And then I started doing this with other patients, and my patients became my guinea pigs. And then we started doing more work around it. And then I started working with CEOs and entrepreneurs and business people and then celebrities and athletes and professional sports players just like you did. And that kind of just has spread kind of worldwide, kind of what we're doing now. That's how the whole thing started for me.
It's amazing. It's so unique when we start to talk about it. And listeners, I'm sure you can relate to this, is often we think about stress as this light switch moment where it's, hey, we turn the switch on, stress, it's induced, we're around it. Let's flip it off. Let's flip the switch off. But instead, we actually have to consider stress as a dimmer switch. It's this scale that we're on, that everything is stressful to us because mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, our body doesn't know the difference between these forms of stressors. And as we're sitting here going and running a marathon or going and working out or going sitting and having to be aware and on for a podcast like this, or going and having a conversation with your spouse, or taking your kids to school, or being on deep integrated meetings with your team for your business, they're all forms of stress. And whether we conceptualize that or not, our body has to handle it. And so that dimmer switch is something we have to figure out how to regulate, something that we have to figure out how to have signs and a process for how to ultimately help our body cope with that. And so I'm really curious, as you were able to start implementing this, and going back to your example in the chiropractic world, what kind of shifted you away from actual physical chiropractic work to now the work that you do with people every day?
Well, it's a great question, because here's the thing, is that I started doing this type of work, and I'm not saying I cure anything when I make these statements. So, you know, I've put my disclaimer out there, but when I started doing this work, I started helping people with lupus and irritable bowel disease and Crohn's disease and diabetes and type 1 diabetes, which these are all incurable diseases. Like they're not supposed to be cured. And I've been able to reverse them simply by asking questions, by helping people rebalance the brain and repattern the stressful incidents that have happened in their life. And it started spreading and started going to more places. And I realized that really every part of the muscle in the body was part of the physiologic tone. And I was like, I wonder if I can rebalance the tone by asking questions. And as soon as I figured that out, honestly, for me, Justin, it was like, oh, the cause of it, what I'm doing is affecting symptoms, not the cause. I said, I always wanted to get to the cause of the problem. And so it was hard for me to go every day into practice knowing that I wasn't doing the greatest thing for someone's health. I wasn't doing the greatest thing for their life. I would say, oh, you know, take care of my back pain. I was like, okay, great. You know, they're paying us, they're paying me money, they're paying good money. But I know realistically, then 3 to 4 weeks that's coming back. The same pattern is going to repeat itself. It may be maybe a little bit healthier, maybe it's 4 to 6 months, but it's coming back because I know exactly what's happening. And it became a very challenging ethical dilemma for me to continue to keep doing those things, knowing full well that I knew I had a better solution for them, but they weren't ready to hear it. The people in practice, they just wanted a quick fix. That's cool. I love that. People that want that, great. But I knew that I had something bigger to offer and I wanted to get to them. And so that's why I kind of got away from physical practice. I still kind of in my head think I practice. Now I just practice in 74 countries with my work and helping people rewire. And I'm helping people heal all over the world now. So I feel like I'm still in practice. I'm just doing a different technique at a global level. That's kind of how I view it.
It's a real unique thing. And something that it resonates heavily with me is not doing the best thing for someone's health or not doing the best thing that you know is available. And I think anybody listening can start to resonate or really hear that as well, because we're inundated with information and just overwhelmed with constant ads and a barrage of quick fixes. And I've always said, if you're just utilizing the tool can be something really helpful. It could be a sauna. It could be a cold plunge. It could be a certain stretch modality. It could be a new meal kit that gets delivered to your home. Whatever the tool is, if the tool isn't actually helping you get to root cause and helping change behavior or helping change a habit, it's just another drug, just in a different form. That's all it is. And that's what we've started to be just come so accustomed to in our world, is adding drugs to everything. And again, I use drugs with air quotes if you guys are just listening. So it's not actual physical drugs. It's some type that's taking the same place of that. And I think being able to get down and knowing each one of you guys out there, whether you're driving, working out, walking, cleaning your house, whether you're listening to this, you know what it's like to be doing something that you fully believe in your core, in your soul, that you're doing the right thing. You're doing the best thing for the person that you help. You're doing the best thing for the person that you know you serve. You know what that's like. And so, Dr. Aylock, as you kind of went into this, you had this feeling that was like deep down in your soul and your spirit that was working. What was the transition for you? What did that look like as you kind of made that out?
It was hell. If I could use one word, it was hell. It wasn't easy. I mean, for 4 years, I knew I had a different, I'll call it a mousetrap, but I knew I had a different system to be able to help people. But I couldn't get my practice and my patients to understand it. I couldn't get them to see it. And every day I would go home like just miserable, because I was like, I can do so much more for people. They don't want to hear it though. They don't want to hear it, because they only view you in one vantage point, right? They see, okay, well, you're my back doctor, or you're my chiropractor. This is what you do. But really, we get pigeonholed, right? I'm a better doctor today than I ever was in practice, because I've been able to correlate the neurotransmitters that create symptomology and the neural pattern, the neurohormones that are creating patterns. I can look at someone's blood work today and tell you your psychology. Like, there's not many doctors in the world that can look at your blood work and tell you how you're thinking. Like, that's a completely different pattern inside that. Because most doctors will say, you're just stressed, or you deal with a lot of stress, your cortisol or your cholesterol is high, your cortisol is up, you're dealing with stress. No, but I can tell you where that stress started, and I can tell you exactly why that stress is there, and I can tell you the neurotransmitters that are being affected that's causing this entire pattern. That's a reverse engineering. When you start to do that, there's not many people that really are in the everyday space. I want that. But that's where the real health came for me, at least for what I get to see in people. I was like, I could take people into that place. And so for 4 years, it became very challenging. And then after that, I was trying to get into this world and being able to help and educate. And I went through a brutal divorce inside that. And I learned lots inside that. I went, you know, losing all my money and having a lemon tea for 4 days to be able to grow and build a business and rewire my own brain to bring myself back inside of it, because I was so stuck in my own patterns inside of it. So like, I feel like that guy who did the hair club commercial many years ago is like, I'm not only a client, I'm also the president. I also did it for myself. I'm a product of my own work and I do it every single day. And true story, I'll actually tell you a little side tangent if you got a second. If you guys, you probably are aware of this, the brain tap. Have you seen the brain tap thing before?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
there was an article the other day, or I think USA Today came out with it, and it's talking about how everybody's tapping now. It's the new.
Not that tap. No, not that tap. I'm talking about the brain tap using binary beads and light therapy to help increase brain performance.
No, not familiar.
Okay, so it's a device out there, and I went to do the scans on it, and it's a healing modality. People use it for healing and calming the brain and activating the parasympathetic and that. And they were at a biohacking conference I was at recently, and I did the scan, and they're like, this is impossible. Your brain is completely balanced. Like, how is that possible? Like, we work with people all over the world that doesn't do that. And the guy who created it, Patrick Porter, said, what do you do? I said, I rewire people's brains. That's what I do for a living. I rewire them to bring brain balance. He goes, you can see it. He goes, you do this yourself, don't you? I said, no, every single day. He goes, I had never seen people with this type of a brain balance. Doctors, professionals, athletes. There's always more imbalance in the brain. And I said, well, that's because we're balancing, we're continually balancing and healing. And so the reason I'm saying that to you is because I had to figure it out for myself, and I had to become a product of it for myself. And I had to heal myself and my own journey inside of it. And what I can tell you is that the more work that I did on me, the more I got to actually, and I got to appreciate who I was. I got to love who I was. And I think the greatest health hack that there really is brain balance to be able to love who you are. If you can love who you are, all of you, then you get to heal anything you want. Like, it doesn't have to be an ailment, a symptom. I've said that for many years, is that your emotions are the factors whether you're going to be sick or ill. And every chronic condition stems from an emotional beginning. I believe that. I've seen it. Every chronic condition stems from an emotional beginning. Everything we eat, it comes from an emotional perspective. So when I started to figure this out, it was really understanding that the brain controls literally everything we do, everything we feel, all actions. And if we can rewire that, then we can actually move ourselves to a place of greater gratitude for our life. And we've all heard this before, that gratitude is the ultimate healer. But if we can be grateful for it, then we can actually heal our lives and live our lives to most fullest. And as you say, you can own your life. Kind of why we're here.
No, you're so right. And I want to come back to that statement of every chronic condition begins with an emotional beginning. It's so true. I mean, we talk about that within Own It all the time. You've got your inner and outer energy component that synergistically comes together. And it's not enough to go and choose a willpower of, oh, I'm just not going to eat this food, or, oh, I'm going to adopt this new behavior. And we live in a culture that's continuing to give you vision boards or continuing to give you 2023 plans that to set this resolution of what you're going to do, or a new habit to break this old one. And if we can't get to the underlying behavior, to the true cognitive behavioral component that exists neurologically, we will never get down to the true area that exists. And listeners, you guys have heard me say this before, the fake health continuum. On the left, you've got death and disease. On the right, you got true health. And in the middle, you got fake health. And you got 90% of people living there, disease-free, but symptom-full. And that symptom-full component is ultimately why we earn our diseases. We earn them. We earn them through the behaviors, the lifestyles, and the habits that we engage in every single day. And that's what Dr. Alok's talking about here, is that every chronic condition begins with an emotional beginning. It all comes back to us. And if we learn to surrender and we learn to come into like balance and harmony with ourselves and becoming more of who we were called to be, that's the magic. That's the secret that is not such a secret.
And the hard part is, I think, right? I mean, there's other modalities, and everyone, you know, there's different ways to get there. But I think that what we've been doing for centuries, what we've been doing is trying to get people to balance the brain And now we're using technology, right? We're using different modalities. And like I'm saying, BrainTap is one. There's, I think Muse is another. Like there's a bunch of these different, what's it called? Whatever, the devices, biohacking devices that are trying to lower neurologic tone to balance that out. But if we, and you said it so well, this more at the beginning, right? Whatever you disintegrate, you know, that is, I've never heard it said that. It's absolutely dead on, right? If you disintegrate, you are breaking down. I agree with that 100%. And I've never heard it said that way, but you're absolutely correct. I'm going to have to borrow that from you. I'm not going to lie. It's that good. And so as we look at our health and our well-being and our longevity, here's the part of longevity, Justin, that nobody's talking about, is the mental capacity of longevity. We all talk about muscle. We all talk about blood glucose. We all talk about, you know, cholesterol and all these variables and stress. No one's talking about brain balance for longevity, right? Like no one's sitting and say, hey, what's your mental faculties and how are you regulating and balancing brain? Here's why I'm going to say we do that is because most of the world is living on a dopamine-driven feel-good structure and a dopamine-driven feel-good system. And I think on your show, I can do this. We have three major catecholamines. We can go into the science of it a little bit. Three major catecholamines in dopamine, norepinephrine, and epinephrine. All three of these cause massive amounts of stress. Dopamine feels good, and the loss of dopamine creates depression. We know this. This is a fact, right? So what's our society? We say we have a mental health crisis in the world. We don't have a mental health crisis in the world. We have a health crisis. We're just now separating our mind from our body. That's a wonderful way that the community or medical community would love to do that, to sit and say that now we can give just drugs and things around medical, around the brain. Not true. 94% of the serotonin that's in your brain, that's your feel-good neurotransmitters made in your stomach.
This is true.
So if you're not taking care of your gut, you're not taking care of your brain.
Yep.
And I just read an article yesterday, actually, and you probably read this before too, is that they now have a microbiome. They found a microbiome heart axis. Have you seen this before?
Yes.
I just read it and it was like, brilliant. I agree. I've always thought that, but now they're proving it. It's like fantastic. So we have to look at our health from a holistic perspective inside of this and sit and say, okay, well, it's not just mental health, it's complete health. And every aspect of us has to function. But if we're always in a state of stress of getting something from our past that we haven't learned to actually heal, then we're going to release norepinephrine and epinephrine. If we're looking forward to the future and are always just excited about it, then like they do in a personal development. You said it perfectly. And you said vision boards, I call them nightmare boards, right? Because you put them on a wall and you're staring at it and you're staring at it and you're staring at it. And when it doesn't come true, here's what happens is you get the suicidal calls, you get the depressions. And I get the phone calls weekly. I've been in my car where like taking calls from a lady off of a bridge. And it's crazy. We live in a positive thinking society. But the positive thinking is the reason we have the mental health epidemic we have.
You're so right. And I want to go back to what you talked about within the brain capacity side, because when you think about brain capacity, I want you guys to think about a cup. And I'm going to go to a light bulb because that's the example that I'd written down on my paper here. If we think about a light bulb, what happens when the light bulb continually stays on? It starts to burn the filament. The filament gets hotter and hotter. When you shut it off, it starts to cool down. That's why your mom or your dad, when you were a kid, said, hey, make sure you shut the lights off, not just for the electric bills, but so that you don't have to continue to change light bulbs all the time. Well, if you keep that light bulb on all the time, it's going to burn out faster. Mm-hmm. The same thing with our brains, the same thing. And we don't think that sending emails at 11, 12 o'clock at night are a big deal. But it's causing our stress reactions, our cortisol levels to stay elevated, the epinephrines, the norepinephrines, the adrenalines to all stay elevated, which, to Dr. Alok's point, it's not just serotonin that's produced in our gut, but there's 400 times more melatonin produced in our gut than produced by our pineal gland in our brain. And so ultimately, when you're constantly having this one brain, this one mind on all the time, it's a light bulb that's continually shining. It never gets the opportunity to downregulate. It never gets the opportunity to truly heal. And we have these glial cells that produce this almost washing and rinsing of the brain when we're sleeping. But if we don't get into these deep stages of sleep, our slow wave sleep and our REM sleep, there's no way we can heal because our light bulb is still dim. It's still on a little bit at night and it never fully shuts off. And when something doesn't fully shut off, it burns out faster. We get foggy brained. We get forgetful. We get all of these different health components that we think are isolated to one instance or something that I ate or something that I did. Nuh-uh. It was the chronic overload year after year after year of living in that fake health space that's ultimately earned us whatever we've fallen into. And there's a way in which we can come back to that. There's a way in which we can reverse this and not have to have these detrimental health components, these chronic illnesses that began with some type of emotional beginning.
I like to think about it a little different. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just add another layer to it in that, like, you know, the disease is the cure, right? The disease is the cure. Like the disease is not an accident. It's not something that is there as a mistake. The body works in 100% order 100% of the time. And it's doing exactly what it needs to do. But when we look at it from what I'll call a positive thinking, serve me, like only feel good paradigm and definition of health, then we don't realize that it's actually, it's functioning the way it's supposed to. It is doing exactly what it needs to do if you put that much stress into the system.
Mm.
And if you change the stress, then you'll actually change the way the body responds. I've never found a body that's not working 100%, believe it or not. And what I mean by that is not that you're functioning biologically, performing at 100%. It's not. It's just not that it's not doing what it's supposed to do at 100%. So if you have an ailment, a disease, or something of that nature, it's doing that because the disease is part of the realization for what I've found that you're actually trying to balance your brain. You balance the brain, then the disease kind of dissipates and goes away. Then you got to put the right foods and all that as a part of it. But you know this, and I know this, Justin, but your microbiome changes. Everyone's talking about your microbiome. It's not one set of your microbiome is changing hourly, depending on how you're thinking. It's always changing. And so an individual, and I'm all for taking prebiotics, probiotics, so I'm not against those things by any means. But if you want your melatonin and your serotonin in your stomach to function in a certain place, that means you have to control this guy up here, This guy up here. And this are going to work together to express this, I like to say. Right? If you're at home listening, you got to get your mind and your gut to work in symbiosis, in a symmetry, so that you can let your heart express itself. Then you'll actually be able to connect, as you were saying earlier, right? The mind, the body, the emotional, the spiritual side of yourself, to be able to live your life, ultimately, to own it, to live your life, to do what you want, to perform it. If you're an athlete performing at the highest level, or if you're a mom performing at your highest level, it's a relative experience. And as long as you love that experience, that's the game of life, in my opinion.
I love it. It's going back to even what you said was the silence that needs to happen in the brain. I go back to that verse in the Bible where it says, be still and know that I am God. And it's not be busy and know that I am God. It's not be doing things and know that I am God. It's be still.
Sure.
And the stillness is what we as a culture have almost forgotten. We feel like we need to rush. We need to be on the move. We need to be going. And by stilling ourselves, by stilling our mind, we're able to create that rebalancing, that neutrality that we're really seeking at a major degree.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. I like to sit and say, like, you know, everyone's chasing the haves of the world, right? And then we do more things in our life. We're just constantly doing. And the more things that we do, we get to have more things. But the secret to it all is being. And if we can actually be who we are, then we don't have to worry about doing more things or having more things. You can actually just be who you are and create whatever it is you kind of want to in its own weird way.
I love that. It's almost like we need to shift from the verb to the noun. Mm-hmm. It's going from the action to just the simple state of being, the state of awareness, the state of what's actually going on around us, and be there. I was talking with John Gordon the other day, and he said, you have to know that wherever you are, you are.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Meaning that whoever you are at that moment, whatever you are at that moment, that is what you are. That is who you are. And so stay connected to that, be in that, be pre-present in that. And that's where the power comes from. So I love that. And I think it kind of just brought a little bit of that up, in that case as well.
Yeah, I agree.
What is your given your place of work and how you operate and the way in which you pour into this world for good, somebody who lives in the definition of ownership so well, what is your definition of ownership?
That's a great question. I think that you have to own it all, not just the good side. We all have two sides of ourselves. We have to own the dark side, the part of ourselves that we don't like, right? Everyone wants to love the things that are good. Everyone wants to say, I'll own everything that's good. But the negative part, that's bad. No, I don't want that. It's like you're saying about your child, right? Oh, he's really good at school. He's really smart. That comes from me. And the fact that he's a little bit of a rebel, that comes from his mother or father. Right? Like, you blame someone else for those things. But the reality is that I like to sit and say, if you can sit and say, if you're bold enough to sit and say that you created the good, then that means you also created the bad. But you need both of them to earn in order to love your life. So we have positive thinking, we have negative thinking, and we need to bring them together inside that, because you don't have just one-sided. We have a dark side of ourselves and a negative side. We have to learn that we're both positive and negative at different times. If I can sit and tell you what is own it, own every aspect of who you are. The goods, the bads, the highs, the lows, the every aspect of it, because they're all there as lessons for you to learn to appreciate yourself and live a life of gratitude.
I love it. It's so great and so heavily aligned. Dr. Aluck, where can our audience find more of you? Where can they take in some more of your content, books, events, anything that they may be interested in leaning into you and your community more often?
Yeah, there's lots of stuff. I got a book out there called Chasing Success. You can go to chasingsuccessbook.com. There's a score that I've devised to see what part of the brain you're actually using and how much of it you're using. And that's rewirescore.com. You can go to drrewire.com. All that stuff is there as well. YouTube is, I have a lot of videos. How many videos on YouTube? 400, 500 videos on YouTube, I think that's pretty, yeah. There's some stuff on Facebook, Instagram. You Google me. You can't go far without missing it. Dr. Rewire.
I love it. Dr. Rewire, we'll put those places down in the show notes for you guys so you can go and access them and be able to understand again how you're operating and give you an opportunity to lean into Dr. Aluck there. So guys, as you go forward, again, I don't know where you are listening to this. I don't know what the impact is, but if this episode brought you some new way of thinking, if it brought value to you, if it was like, man, this opened up my mind to something new, and there was something that kind of came alive inside you, be sure to share this. Write a review. Be sure to comment, because that's the only way that we can reach more people. I know this is going to be a blessing to somebody. So be sure that you send it to somebody, reach out to somebody, get them acknowledged to this. Because when we come back to this, health is real. On the other side of a treatment, on the other side of a prescription, on the other side of just simple advice, it's a real human being. It's somebody's livelihood. It's somebody's only body that they'll ever own that we're impacting. And so you have to realize that every chronic condition that you have, not only have we earned it, but it's also begun with an emotional beginning. And so we have to come back to understanding, what stuff do we have to open up? What stuff do we have to become clearer to? And knowing that every single thing is integrated together, mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional, they're all beautifully intertwined together to make up our existence. And that we can ultimately have the greatest gift, which is true freedom, which is true life, which is true health. And that's available to you. But it starts with taking ownership. It starts with owning everything, the good and the bad. We know success is different. So own your different. And we'll see you guys next week.